And what about competition? Just finally, Warwick Lodge, a few people suggesting that maybe competition could help lift overall numbers. Would you welcome competition at the Mount Gambier Airport, another airline to come in?
We always welcome competition. We operate on more than 40 routes. We compete with airlines on around 8 of those routes, but competition isn't always the answer. Where we compete, generally the marketplace generates around 170,000 passengers per year, anywhere between 170 and 200,000. And I guess to put that into context, we've currently got around 50,000 passengers travelling between Mount Gambier and Adelaide and 30,000 passengers travelling between Mount Gambier and Melbourne. I guess those type of numbers we don't believe is enough to sustain competition. And I think the risk is that we end up in an environment with airlines losing money and that, I guess, the on the other side of that is, will we end up with a service as good as what we've already got? We've seen QantasLink enter the Port Lincoln market some 3 years ago. Rex was the sole operator prior to that. The airfares now aren't cheaper than what they were before. It is a challenging marketplace in terms of, you know, making that viable in terms of the Port Lincoln route. So there are some serious issues in relation to competition, particularly when we're talking about market sizes of 50,000 passengers or less.
And of course, competition didn't bode well for Iconna Airlines either, which of course was the local airline here as well.
I think generally there's been some 9 or 10 regional airlines that have collapsed in the past 10 or 11 years, and you know 3 or 4 of those have actually been in South Australia. And I guess we're just living with the reality that for Rex to be able to operate services viably and for airlines, regional airlines generally to be able to operate services viably, that has to be done without competition. We do have to deal with those inefficiencies to some extent in terms of operating regional aircraft, but we also have to keep in mind that these services are essential and critical for the regional communities. So, you know, whilst Rex is motivated to keep on flying and support the jobs of its 1,000 employees across its whole network, we do take our responsibility seriously in terms of continuing the provision of regional services because of, you know, the essential needs of the regional communities that we service.
Grant District Councillor Alan Hill has called through with a comment. He says the $3 that we increased the passenger tax, compare that against a per person, a 90 plus dollar ticket 5 years ago, and some people are now being quoted over $400 one way. There was no increase in the passenger tax for at least 6 years prior to that increase that took place over 2 years. So if you can follow that, I think what he's trying to say is that maybe the cost of actually flying has definitely increased a lot more than the individual.
We did have a 46% increase in around September 2010, and that did come on the back of a 9% increase in October 2008 and also an 8% increase in April 2010. So there were some significant increases there. And I guess my main point is that prior to those increases, Rex were adopting an approach where we were adding services and adding frequency. And as the market grew, we were sacrificing profitability and we were continuing to grow the market. We felt that by the council making a unilateral decision and applying what was quite a hefty head tax increase without consultation, was putting us in an environment where our approach to gradually increase frequency as the numbers grew was being put at risk.
So obviously you're going to be talking more about that with the council as the years go on, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we will, and we remain open to those discussions. And I guess to reiterate my comments before, we're now paying more than $200,000 a year more than what we were a few years ago, despite the passenger numbers being less.
All right. Warwick Lodge, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for your time.
That's Warwick Lodge, the Regional Express Airlines General Manager for Network Strategy and Sales.